I said to Alex, I said, there are two types of people in the world. I said, and no judgment. It sounds like there's judgment, but there's really not. Because I had a lot of, not a lot of friends, I had friends who did this. So there's two types of people. There's people who dress up in pink on Gaudete Sunday and people who do not. And we are the second. And some people do, and it's great, and they love it, and it's fine. It's just, I don't know, it would like never would occur to me. Right, can you start?
This is Laughs and Littles, a conversation about friendship and faith in the midst of motherhood. Life with littles is better when we do it together, so grab a load of laundry and join us for some laughs.
Take, Lord, and receive all my memory, my understanding, and my entire will, all I have and call my own. You have given all to me. To you, Lord, I return it. Everything is yours. Do with it what you will. Give me only your love and your grace. That is enough for me. Amen. Well, it's been a while. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
We had just a, yeah, it's been busy. And mostly I've been sick with the flu.
Sick and busy.
Sick and busy. Gosh. But we both hosted Thanksgivings.
I've just been sick every other week this whole fall.
Yeah, no, me too.
It's just, my kids haven't missed that much school. Like, we haven't had anything really bad, but usually they have colds and I'm fine. And it's just, yeah, I'm going to blame the pregnancy.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
And the lower immune system, because I'm just getting hit with everything. So when, yeah, my family was here, it was great. And my mom came swimming with me Monday morning. It was so fun. And then later that day, I just got hit by this really bad head cold and had it the rest of the week and was kind of just like, but she did all the cooking and like cooked for me. You know, it was like really nice to have a break from cooking dinners. And you got sick right after Thanksgiving?
Yeah, thankfully I didn't get sick during Thanksgiving. So that was nice. And thankfully Clara's been fine. She hasn't had to miss any school. It's like, yeah, me and then the little kids. And then like today, Alex was really starting to feel sick. The one week that I really had the flu and was like, okay, Claire's fine. She can still go to school. But like the littles and I are like not seeing anyone. And, you know, it's like super gross time of year. Like it's not snowing yet. Like we got on that beautiful snow and now it's back to like normal fall. And it's just gray. You're sick and you're isolated because you can't be with people. And like, you know, Alex has had like real depression and I understand that that's like different, but I was like, I'm like depressed this week. Like it really does like hit you when you like are sick and cannot be around people. Like this is awful. I don't like this. And yeah, I think I kept texting you like, I hate everyone right now. You know, like, you're just like, bah! And then you just like, you know, you get better and you start being around people. But man, I really feel like, okay. So when I grew up in my family, like we did not get sick. And that's not to say we actually did not get sick. We did get sick, but we say we don't get sick.
Interesting.
Because we're better than everyone else. And like our vitamins are better. And like you get sick and then you're fine the next day. I think it's just like a denial of being sick. And I meant to like work through this. Alex is like, you're much better now. And even like I called my mom this weekend. She was super sick and sounded super sick. And I feel super bad for her. It's not her fault that she got sick. Like, I think that's the thing too. It's like, if you get sick, it's like, what did you do? Like, did you skip a day of your vitamins? Like, did you forget to wash your hand? Like, it's my fault that I'm sick. It's like how I like feel sometimes. And so I called my mom, she was sick. And then I talked to her the next day and she was like, I'm so much better. And with, yeah, getting sick a lot this fall and in feeling like I'm doing all the right things. And I think it's just like, yeah, lower immune system being pregnant and like people get sick, but with especially the flu getting sick, I don't know. I think it was the flu. I'm like, yeah, I still feel really tired, not just like pregnancy tired, like my body. And I read once that it was like, okay, for however long you feel sick, double that time. And that's how long it takes you to actually like rebuild up your immunity and your strength. Like we're so quick to try and like get back to it. And I'm like, this is a big, like, cause when you're sick or your whole family's sick, like it just takes over. And everyone getting sick and grocery costs being so high right now are just like a really hard part about winter and Christmas this season. So yeah, so right now I'm just like, yeah, we're just thinking about health a lot. Alex and I have been literally going to bed at like between 7:45 and 8:30 the last week and a half.
Wow.
And he wakes up really early and he like gets some work done and some studying and like whatever. Like he's great. I sleep in until anywhere from like 6 to 6:45 and I'll wake up and I'm like, I could totally sleep 2 more hours. Huh. That was great. I could continue this. What's wrong? And I'll take a little nap in the middle of the day. Like, yeah. I'm just so tired and my body's like, and I'm like not working out because I'm like trying to not overexert my body. Just trying to like soup and vitamins and rest and get outside. But it's yeah. Like, oh.
Well, and I was going to say like, we're both second trimester now. Like energy is back. And it's like, no, we're. Although, so that's a good word for me because I've been, I get like 5 days of feeling good and then a cold comes mm-hmm. back or like a mild yeah, stomach yeah. bug, something comes back that in those time, those days when I feel good, I think I'm going too hard. I'm like, jump back mm-hmm, into exercise mm-hmm. and exercise like 4 days mm-hmm. in a row. Yeah. And then, and then also like, I really want the cookies, you know, like the sugar of the holidays. Mm. Like, I'm just going to have a cookie. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have this little cup of eggnog that I'm like really craving. Ugh. And then I drink it and I felt so gross. So gross. I was like, well, that was my eggnog for the season. That's over.
I just throw so many sweets away and Alex finds them and he's like, I'll eat these.
I know. Chris gets really mad.
Totally,
at me
totally. If he doesn't get mad, but
if there's like baked goods in the house and I'm like giving uh-huh. them away, Chris is like, what? Like, come on. I didn't even get a chance to see this.
We definitely don't need as much sugar as there is.
Yeah. So I was like, yeah. I think the sugar, and then I feel sick again. And I'm like, oh, why did I do that? So
mm-hmm. I finished The Hobbit today.
Nice.
Yeah. So that was good. And I was like, I understand now why, I don't know, it's silly, but I hadn't thought about it before of like why it's titled The Hobbit. Cause like, it really is like Bilbo's story. And I was telling Alex how funny to me it is that Bilbo's like, you know, he's like, I didn't even want to come on this journey. You guys like made me, I'm here to help you. I'm the one doing all the work. Yeah. Getting the gold from this dragon. You guys are mad at me because it's awake, but I'm not going to be the one. Like, what? I could just go home right now, no treasures, and be happy. Like, this is such a funny. And then I'd forgotten at the end when he comes home and all his stuff is being auctioned off.
Yeah.
Everyone's mad about the fact that he's still alive. So yeah, it was delightful. I'm going to take a break though and listen to a mystery novel. So I'm like, that yes. is like really what I enjoy the most. But I feel like everyone's
mystery novels.
But I feel like I have to throw in like more cultured things sometimes. So, I am reading, speaking of non-cultured, Bossy Pants by Tina Fey. Have you read that?
Yeah, I have.
So funny, right?
Yeah, it's really funny. I read it a really long time ago, but I remember liking it a lot.
She's hysterical. I'm like stopping every other page and being like, listen to this, babe. Isn't this funny? This is, oh yeah. We had Cece's birthday this weekend.
Oh yeah.
It was so nice. So she turned 3. Yeah, I just like, I had a few things that I'd gotten from Goodwill. Actually, okay, so she kept asking for a baby doll. That was like her thing. But at Goodwill, there was like a, you know, for $1.50, this really nice looking small doll that had golden hair and beautiful. And I was like, oh, I'm like, maybe she'll like this because we have 3 little baby dolls. This is actually like, not what she asked for, but slightly different. And she's been very excited about it, but she's also been like, this is a toddler. This is not. And I'm like, no, it's a baby toddler. I don't know what to say. And she's like, she has 2 teeth. It's a toddler. And I'm like, well, babies have teeth. Like, think about our 10-month-old like neighbor. He's a baby. And she's like, but she has long hair. And I'm like, yeah. I don't know. It's been funny. But it was so great. I like the night before or afternoon before, I asked my next door neighbor, like, do you have any decorations I can borrow? No balloons. And I put them up for the day. I don't know. We like opened presents and we went to church. And then we had friends over for dinner. And it was just like, you know, one family. And it was so fun. And I did the thing where they walked in, dinner was like plated up, no choices. And the cake was already on the plate and like drinks were already in the cups. So like everyone sat down and ate right away. And within 12 minutes, all the kids were gone. And that's 7 kids. All the kids were gone. And then the 4 of us adults got to like hang out.
Nice.
I was like, this is a great birthday party. And it was just like so sweet. We like sang, but yeah, it like wasn't stressful. And then I took the decorations down for the next day and was just like, yeah, it's not her birthday. Like I don't, it's fine if people want to like leave decorations up, but I was like, that's not her birthday tomorrow. It was today and it was great. And I was just like, yes, I'm all about these like dinners. Like I loved this and paper plates. And yeah, so it was a hit.
Nice. With the picture you sent me of them at breakfast, I was like, it is so dark there. It looked like it was 5 a.m. from the picture.
It was probably 7:20 in the morning.
Oh my gosh. So bad.
But our Christmas lights keep us bright.
You're making it.
We finally figured out a little bit how to turn on our fireplace because it's like a crummy gas one. And Alex and I were like, let's just take out the gas and make it like a wood burning fireplace. And then he fiddled with it and it's like working a little better. And I'm like, that's way easier. Like push a button, turn it on. I don't need to like, and he's kind of like, I like the smell of real fireplaces and the look and this. And I'm like, oh boy, it's a lot of work.
So you have a fire.
Yes.
You can sit by a fire. That's nice.
I know. No, it's beautiful.
We got our tree. It was like a day that I thought was kind of going to go badly and then turned out really nice. Just like a pleasant surprise because our car died in the morning as we were trying to like get out the door to this Christmas tree farm. But AAA, luckily it died in our alleyway and it was just like wasn't really dead. Like it worked. I was like, I'm going to run into the house for like 10 minutes, stay here in the car with everyone. So like he turned the engine off, but left the heat and stuff running and then it killed the battery. But it was like fixed pretty quickly and smoothly. And he actually sold us a new battery and installed it right there. And then we went later that day and I was like, this is a sign of second trimester that like I have the energy to do this. And we went kind of close to nap time, which I would never normally do, but I was like, let's just do it and go. And kids napped in the car and it was smooth and fun. And we hadn't cut down a tree before. Well, I had, but with Chris wasn't there. It was like,
you guys cut it down?
Chris cut it down. There was like the lot where you can cut them and then the lot where you can.
How much do they go for these days? I have no concept.
They're expensive. They're like $60 to $100.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. No, okay.
The ones you cut were shorter and fatter. So we got like a short, fat tree. But Kiara especially came home and decorated and it was really fun. And Kiara is getting so much joy from this tree that it's just the joy I think I would be getting from a fireplace we don't have. But our Christmas tree is like right in front of the fireplace. And I'm like, this is nice. She loves it. She just keeps going, Christmas tree.
My kids love your Christmas card so much. And you know, Paul especially loves Kiara so much. They all do. But like they walk by it all the time. And they just kind of like, I saw Paul one day like putting his hand on Kiara. That's so sweet. The whole tree thing though, I've thought about this a little bit more. And I'm like, it is quite funny that we all just go and cut trees and like put them inside our houses.
Oh yeah. It's very odd. Evandra's asking me how it happened, like how that tradition came about on the way there. And I was like, I don't really know.
Yeah.
But like evergreen lights, Christmas thing we're doing.
Yeah. No, it's fine. It's fine. It smells good.
Yeah.
Your sexuality is good, holy, and beautiful. If that doesn't feel true, you're in the right place. We believe Jesus knows your sexual brokenness and is inviting you to wholeness. We hope to bring you that invitation every week as we explore topics from friendship to fantasy, loneliness to lust, and more. We are dedicated to helping you connect your struggle to your story and your story to God, because every bit of you is sacred by design.
And then we did our 20-week ultrasound.
Oh, yeah.
Alex got to come to that, which was fun because he didn't come to baby number 3. And it was funny. It's just such a funny, different experience than with the first two. Cause we like walk, I just feel like we're so chill at this point. And it's like, it's not our first baby. It's not our first boy. And we're just excited to be out together. Yeah. and like we walk in and we're already like, we know it's a boy, you know, so like pressure's off for her to like have to find the gender and like do a whole gender reveal. She at one point, you know, asked like, oh, girl, boy, you're completing the pattern. I mean, finishing the pattern. Like she got really nervous that like maybe she would have offended that like it sounded like we're finishing. Yeah. And I was like, it's all good. Like, and, you know, she has her whole speech of like, I can't tell you if anything's wrong. The doctor tells you. And we're like, yeah, we know. But they have me, and you don't know this, but whenever in the two times that I've found out that I've had a boy with my ultrasounds, they take a very specific like penis picture.
Okay.
on your ultrasound like strip, you know.
Oh, actually, I do know that from Kiara. We got this like clear vagina picture, and I was like, oh, that's how they do it. That's really funny.
And they put like a pointer, and they wrote male. Yeah. Yeah. I realized like 2 weeks ago, Clara pointed out, she was like, circumcision. And I was like, oh yeah, not about that. That's true. It just brought it up for me.
Why did she think of that?
I cannot remember. It was like, it made sense when she explained it to me. Why she thought of it, it says, but I don't remember right now. Maybe something about the Jesse tree. I don't know. Old Testament stories. I don't know. Jesse trees. Oh my gosh. A third of the ornaments still. I'm like, what is the jar for? What is the jar for? Let's do the reading. Like she'll be like, what is that for? I still feel like I'm learning because it's my only second time of doing it. But okay, wait, do they make you drink water for your 20-week ultrasound? Do they tell you to do that?
And then tell you to go pee?
No.
Oh.
And tell you not. They have told me with all three different hospitals, drink, I don't remember the amount, but it's like 8 to 16 ounces of water half an hour before your appointment and don't go pee.
Huh.
And someone, I mentioned that today, she said, no, they told me to go pee.
Yeah.
And
I'm like, that's kind of more what I remember. Like, oh, I'm having trouble finding things. Let's go, like, go empty your bladder.
Yeah. I don't know. She didn't have any trouble finding anything. But like towards the end, I'm like, you know, like grunting.
Yeah.
And she's like, are you okay? And I'm like, I just really have to go pee. And she's like, okay, well, you're doing well. Like, I'm almost done. So I was like, oh yeah. Like I'm continuing with this idea that I feel like I've been sold that you're not supposed to go pee. And now I feel like I have no idea what's going on.
Yeah, that's really strange.
And I don't drink as much as they tell me to, or how far in advance they tell me to, because I'm not gonna kill myself.
Yeah.
But I'm like, what is happening? I don't know. Yeah, so I feel like four babies, I'm clueless on what the actual deal is with this.
I have my two-night retreat tomorrow.
Yee!
And I'm like, what am I gonna do? Yeah, it feels very like luxurious, and I'm excited, but also like,
where is it at? Like, who is it with again?
It's at a Benedictine monastery in DC. It's only like 10-15 minutes from here. Mm-hmm. And they just like have a guest house you can reserve. Mm-hmm. Though I am unsure. I emailed the guy this morning. I was assuming that meals were included, but I don't know.
That would be weird if they were not. Were you supposed to bring six meals worth of food? Okay.
Yeah, I'm assuming there's meals, but I just don't know their schedule at all, like mass times or anything. So I guess I'm just kind of like, I'll just like be open to what it is. Mm-hmm. And
is this a retreat with other people, or like you're just going?
Nope, just me.
Cool.
Just me going away. So I'm bringing books to read. I'm kind of afraid that I will just be bored. I mean, two nights. I don't know. I'm just like,
what have you been reading during Advent?
I've been rereading The Read of God, which I read 2 years ago, and I am enjoying it again this time. It's like reflections on Mary and her humanity, and mm-hmm. it's good. Mm-hmm. And then just like book club reads. Chris just read a novel for the class he was TAing, and it's like pretty intense. And so he really wanted to talk about it. And he was like, you should read this. And I was like, I guess I could take it on my retreat, but I don't really want to bring like an intense novel on my retreat. So I'll read it later.
Oh, good. I've been reading the Word on Fire Advent book, which I really enjoy. Everything Bishop is, it's cool. It's got like poems in there, scripture readings and reflections. And it's just like Advent is can be, I think, so daunting sometimes for people of like, oh man, like I got to do all my Advent things. And I've been thinking a lot this week about like, what does like a successful Advent look like for me? And what does a successful Christmas look like for me? And I'm like, well, a successful Advent is just like me doing my like reading and prayer times morning and afternoon and like making a good confession and, you know, going to Mass. And I'm like, that's, it can be, you know, really as simple as that.
Preparing, waiting.
Yeah.
Silence. Mm-hmm. But it's such a contrast to the consumerism of the season that it can be like really almost like whiplash or something. Like
that's where like really doing the Christmas shopping beforehand and wrapping like is super helpful for me, because I'm just like, it's done. Like I just don't even have to think about it. Like it's done and I can focus on just like being here for Advent.
I can never like fully do that. Laura, this year I realized I had given my list of what things I wanted and the girls wanted, and I hadn't actually thought about presents I was going to buy people.
Well,
and it was like, yeah. I was like, I got my Christmas cards done. I'm like, do an Advent. And I was like, wait, shoot. I kind of had like a stressful few days of like figuring that out. And was like, yeah, I really don't like this. I need to get this over with as soon as possible. And when I did, I was like, whew, okay, back to Advent.
Wait, that's a bummer too, because like it should be fun to like buy presents for other people. There are years where I just like, I mean, you probably, I think, have more people to buy for because you're with more family for Christmas. But, you know, it's like gift shopping should be fun.
Yeah.
But it's sometimes not. And I think the older people are, like buying for adults can be a lot harder because you're like, what do you need? That's not $50.
Yeah.
Because like all like really good gifts are like $50, it feels like.
Yeah, I do like photo gifts for grandparents, great-grandparents.
I more so do presents if I'm like, if I feel like in the season leading up to Advent that I think of something or find something or like something comes up on my nothing. Like it's like more inspiration-based. But I'm also not in a situation where gifts are being expected of me because we're doing, because we do Christmas like on our own, basically.
We kind of neatly solved, like the siblings have turned into kind of doing like a outing together as a gift.
That's
nice. That was nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I really did enjoy though, like hosting our Thanksgiving and having a bunch of people and how fun that was. And my mother-in-law did like all the cooking. Alex did the turkey. And it was just like having people in the home. And it was so fun. And it was like this big, like busy, but fun, exciting thing. And then it's like, oh, now we get to like do Christmas on our own. And this is really exciting. And I was telling, in thinking about like, what is a successful Christmas look like for us? I'm like, well, definitely going to morning mass at the Basilica. Like we really enjoy that being part of our day and morning and doing our 12 days of Christmas. But I mentioned to someone the other day that like, oh, we do 12 presents, like one for each day. And she was like, how many kids do you have? Kind of like that's really going to add up. And I was like, oh, well, like I'm not buying most of the presents. And the ones I do buy are like a dollar. Like this is not like one present can be like paint. Like that's, it's not like a one little thing of paint. Like, and then I don't think I articulated that. I don't know. Maybe some people think like each present has to be like really big or something, but I'm really looking forward to that again. And at this point, like our kids have done that for a few years. So they're anticipating it and excited about it. You know, Cece, you know, she's three and, you know, we had her birthday and she had a few gifts and it was like, one of her gifts was like a new lip balm that Alex had gotten free from the like wellness centers, you know, on like healthcare day that he'd been given. And she was so excited about, you know, cute little things like that. But she's also like not grateful. You know, like we have to like teach her to say thank you. We have to like teach her, like, let's write a thank you letter to grandma and grandpa, all those things. And I'm just thinking like, yeah, I have to remember that like, you really do have to teach kids gratitude and just slow down. Like this has not come naturally. And in this whole like season of Christmas, when like we want to do fun things with our kids and have those experiences. And that's all good and fine. I think there's like way more pressure to like have fun experiences with your kids and make Christmas like fun for them than there should be. But also like I'm still just their caretaker and they're like not grateful. And like, this is not a reciprocal relationship where they're going to like act joyful and grateful all the time and have these like fun family moments all the time. Like, this is me caring for them. And I don't know, just like setting that expectation for myself again, that I'm like, yeah, I'm not your friend. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, you just always want more. It's, and that's all right because you're a kid and like you just like learn temperance because I force you. What are you though, like a successful Christmas, like what do you feel like that looks like for you guys, or a successful Advent?
I think yeah, the Advent is just trying to slow down, really savor. I got to read a really long Christmas book that I gave them for St. Nicholas Day, and I was like, oh yeah, this is one of my favorite parts of Advent, is just sitting and reading Christmas books with them.
Yeah. I'm hoping to do that a lot during Christmas break.
Christmas break. I mean, I think then our Christmas is like really kind of savoring time with family and like really being present to those relationships and enjoying that. And for me, like trying to be helpful to my mother-in-law, like not just be... a total mooch or whatever.
Because she's so good at cooking. And...
yeah. Yeah. But it's a lot of people in the house. Like, it's a lot.
Yeah.
And then I think when we come back, just, continuing to just kind of be together and find like some, like there's some events sort of like someone hosts a game, board game day on New Year's Day that I think we'll go to. And
nice.
I'm hoping we can get some caroling in because I love caroling. I don't know. Stuff like
that. What do you love about caroling?
I like singing with other people.
Okay. Do you go to random people's houses to carol?
No, I haven't actually done this in a long time. But we got carolers last year. Uh-huh. And it's like, we still talk about it. It was just a couple families that came to our door. No. I mean, we kind of recognized them. We knew them from the... I think they were going to families they knew were in the parish in the neighborhood.
And you just stared at them.
So we'd probably do that too. But
an entire
if someone was caroling, I would want to go with them as like, I have memories of doing that growing up. And yeah, you just stare at them and sing.
I did it one time, but we did it as like in middle school, I think, as a really fun, like we would go to friend A's house. And then they would get in the car and then we'd go to friend B's house and then they would get in the car. And then like by the third house, we had so many people illegally in the van and that was fun. And then we just kept going and piling more people in the car. But as like an adult, I'm like, I think the adults of that had already planned that. I thought it was very spontaneous as like the kid, but that probably was all planned. But I'm just genuinely curious and I just don't know what I would do. I mean, I know what I would do. I would stand there and smile. I'm not a singer, so it doesn't sound fun to me. But do you have a plan to join people or are you hoping people come caroling and you hope to join them?
No, like I don't even know if this will happen, but we did get invited to a caroling thing on December 26th that we will miss. So I'm like, maybe there will be other caroling things that pop up. That would be fun.
Your eyes are open to caroling.
Yeah.
Okay, very good. I'm having such a problem, Sarah. This is not my norm. You know, this is not my norm. But I have been peeing so much, like dibbles of pee when I cough, when I have like these big, which is every day. And it's literally the first time it happened was a few weeks ago. And I was like, Cece and Paul, we were outside and they like were running down the sidewalk chasing each other. And it was fine, except they actually like went past the tree that they're allowed to go past. And I coughed as I was running and like peed my underwear and couldn't yell out to them. And I was like this trifecta panicked moment of like, I can't call them. I just peed and I have this cough stuck in my throat. And since then, I pee every day. Last night, I went pee in the regular toilet. Like my bladder was empty. Okay. And a minute and a half later, I'm sitting on the bed, not even standing, because it is worse when you're standing. I hate this so much. I'm sitting on the bed and I coughed and peed. I was like, how is that possible? It is like literally all the work I've done, all my pelvic floor therapy, all my Mutu work. I mean, I'm definitely not doing it right now, doing the exercises right now, but I'm like, this has never happened to me. This is not okay. This is like, my body is like, you're just, we're going to let it all relax. No control. And I'm like, I just always, it's a pregnancy thing. I'll get it back. It's not normal. It's just a phase. And I don't like it. It's so bad. But I literally, 5 minutes ago here, I just coughed with you and peed. And I'm like, I can't do this. And I, oh, Sarah, this is so bad. Well, it's not so bad. It's just, oh, it is what it is. I'm 20 weeks. Okay. I have gained almost 30 pounds.
Really?
So I'm like, yes, it is all in my thighs and my belly and my boobs. So it's not the worst thing in the world. It's not the best, but, I'm like, so does that mean I'm going to gain 70 pounds? And I'm not like eating cookies at night, and I am not eating, like, I ate a lot of meals in my first trimester, but I'm like, it's like normal now. There's no reason. A friend said to me, she was like, your body just has like the memory of it. Like, it's just like, oh, I remember being fat. Like, I'll just do it fast. So it's quick and easy, which did make me feel better of like, oh yeah, my body just remembers how to do it. But yeah, I saw the scale yesterday at the office and I was like, wow, that's a lot. And it's fine. It's just that I'm only halfway. So that's a little depressing of like, that's going to be a lot if I keep this up, but I don't know what I could do differently because it's pretty normal the way I'm eating and moving right now. Yeah. So I don't love
being pregnant. But they still haven't said anything to you?
No, they're fine.
Okay.
I said Alex should take a turn if we do this again. It's just not like, I'm very blessed that I can have children. Very blessed. I don't love being pregnant. It's not like an experience that I really enjoy. Yeah. It's just like,
yeah.
I am excited to have a baby. This part is like not my favorite.
When I surpass Chris in weight, I'm always like,
I don't feel like a second trimester glow. I'm just like, oh, it's still a long ways away. My hair is looking great though. This is my hair season because it's like really nice weather. So I can like do my hair and it lasts pretty well. And it's very shiny right now. So that's one area I've got thriving. But did you get bigger pants or are you still in your regular pants? As I have my giant belly.
I'm still in regular pants, but
it's fine.
I'm
you're also much taller
it's,
than me.
It's in fine. That yeah. It's still that transition zone. And I'm definitely gravitating towards legging the one pair of leggings I have a lot more. Like leggings and a sweater. That sounds nice.
Yeah.
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 I was gonna ask, do you own a scale or are you just waiting till you're at the doctor's to
I have a scale. I don't really use it. Nice. I just see it at the doctors.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't love the idea of being heavier than my husband.
That's yes, not my I was, favorite. Yeah. But... I hate that.
I'm creeping up to that number. And he's not a big guy either. So it's not like I have to But he does have a lot. He's heavier than he's been ever, I think, because he has more muscle than ever. He's also shredded. He's also just like, he's in the best shape of his life. And he's very supportive of me. And he's like super like gaga goo goo eyes to me. Like he thinks I'm a babe. So it's all good in that department. But I'm just like, you're like a Greek god. And I'm just huge. It's fine. Whatever. Oh goodness. Yes, but I've been thinking about what I was wondering about you and what you guys are gonna do, if you're gonna do anything with like kids in rooms sleeping. Eventually baby is old enough to move out of your room.
Yeah.
Like, because you've got the girl, all three of the girls mm-hmm. together, baby John mm-hmm. on his own. Well, toddler John.
I think we'll do what we did last time, which is baby was with us and then baby was in a pack and play in the guest room till like uh-huh. 1 year old. So I don't really think yeah. about it at all for the first year. And then by that time, John will be three. Yeah. And then I'll kind of decide, where do I put John? Mm-hmm. But I think, so my answer is, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
And also because I think we will be moving-ish, mm-hmm. like around, I think we'll be moving around then.
Yeah.
So I'll have to, you know, I won't know what the new setup is like. And
yeah.
If I want to then squeeze the four kids into one room and keep.
That feels like a lot.
Or if it'll be like, okay, big girls get a big girl room mm-hmm. now and John and Kiara get bunk beds because yeah. they'll be three and five.
Yeah, no, we'll that's see. An exciting possibilities. It's funny for me to think about because, of course, we'll do a boys' room and a girls' room eventually. But Paul and Dominic are going to be 5 years apart. Mm. But Paul is like so, like, he's, I was going to say he's so easygoing, but he's so high strung about some things. So it's hard to even say that. I see it going very well. I don't know if I'm just being optimistic. But I think because at nighttime, Paul, like, it's like 7 o'clock and he's like, okay, good night. And he's just like out like a light. I see it going very well for that, where the girls are like, blah, 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 blah. So I'm like, I think this could go really well.
But aren't you trying to keep the office?
No, it will eventually have to make it the boys' room.
So like in baby's first year or no, like after that?
I think we will put Dominic, like once we move him out of our room, we would keep him in the office. So like the office would be like the mess hurricane craft room and a crib in there and nap in my room during the day if like someone needs to use the office. Yeah.
Yeah.
But when I was talking to Paul about it, like eventually there'll be a boys' room. He was like, yeah, the girls can move into the office because he can't, which is funny because it's so much smaller.
Yeah.
Because he can't even, I don't think it's about that. I think it's, he can't even envision like him moving a bed in his bedroom. Like he's like, that's my bedroom. Why would I leave my bedroom? Yeah. My kids are not at the ability where they can like quietly do something while other people sleep.
Evangeline does that. Did I tell you that?
Actually, that's great.
She has a little reading light. This morning, I saw them all. They had woken up early and they were all up in her bed with her, like listening to her read Charlotte's Web or just like, I was trying to look at the pictures. Chris was talking to some dads after mass a couple weeks ago and they were talking about an obedience plan. And he brought this up to me later. He was like, we should do this obedience plan. I was like, what is that? And of these two dads, it's like a first time listening. It's like trying to get kids like, okay, I asked you to do something, uh-huh. do it. And one dad does like positive reinforcement and the other dad does like negative reinforcement of, you listened, did it the first time. I'm going to give you a bean or like a nickel or something. And they had a deadline for the nickel thing. It was like leading up to this event that happened at the school that had a white elephant. So you could like buy stuff for really cheap. Anyway, their kids saved up like $8. I was like, okay. What, like, sure. What do you want to do? What do you want to do? He was like, I want to do the positive reinforcement one. I was like, okay. So anyway, we're doing this thing right now.
Uh-huh.
And it's just kind of funny. Because Kiara's really into it. It's like, I was like, I don't have a bunch of nickels. Like, what do I do? And so right now we have, it's, you get a bean and a bean. Once you get five beans, you get a quarter. Cause I do have a lot of quarters.
Okay.
So it's like, I'm like, okay, we are going to have a deadline. Like we can't keep doing this forever. Sure. And I'm hoping that it translates into a habit that forms, not just getting the beans. But I feel like it is just getting the beans right now.
You know, I think we all need things sometimes to just like reset. It sounds like a fun, like reset, like everyone's being mindful.
Obedience beans. And Kiara's really funny because
where does this phrase come from though? This sounds like a book.
I don't know. Where did these dads it came from somewhere. This? Yeah. It must be a book because they had this whole thing written out. I don't know.
Cause that's the part that I'm like, what is this?
I know.
What's your obedience plan?
Because we don't really like, we don't use the word obedience very much or like obey at all. Anyway.
Mm-hmm. We do. are we saying you are being very disobedient right now?
But Kiara, I'll like ask her to do something. She'll go, no. Like it's just this gut instinctual nope. And then I see her like think about it. And she goes, yes, mama. And like smiles at me.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. I mean, yeah, you're reforming the habit. Well, that's exciting. What does Zaylee think of the obedience?
She's like second most into it, actually. Okay. Yeah, I think it's kind of helping her too. And then Evange is the one who's sort of like, I don't know, not really a thing in her mind.
Interesting.
Another thing I thought of recently, Evangeline was asked to be a mother's helper by my neighbor. She was like, I know she's pretty young, but I could just like use, you know, some help. And I was like, she was like, would she be interested in doing this? And I was like, well, I don't know. Oh, for like, to count for service African Heritage Girls.
Oh.
Maybe she'd be interested if her friend, like her 7-year-old friend, who's also in American Heritage Girls, if she did it with her. So they've been doing that. They've done it twice now. It's like an hour and a half after school. But it just reminded me, and like they have fun. I don't know. They're just like doing Duplos with a 4-year-old and 2-year-old boy. But then there's also a baby, and this mom's like trying to get her dissertation finished and, you know, just like is getting creative with finding help.
Totally.
And it reminded me of like that. I think that's really the hardest time. I mean, tell me what you think, but when you have three littles, when your oldest is 4, mm-hmm. everyone is just so little.
Yeah.
She made a comment like, wow, I like yell so much less in that time they're here. And I'm like, yes, it just like took me back to that time. And I was like, I'm going to have my 5th baby. That's like a ton of kids, but I think you just can't compare them because when everyone is so little, like a shout out in my mind, I was thinking of all who are pregnant with their 3rd or mm-hmm. have 3 really close together. And I was like, yes, I don't know if it feels worse to hear this or better, but just recognizing like that is like the worst. It'll get better.
I think it feels better. I remember being pregnant with Cecilia and meeting a mom who had, she had just had her 6th and she had like three at a time. They had like a bigger gap and then they had another 3. And so in my mind, I'm like, oh my gosh, I've only got 2 kids and I'm pregnant with my 3rd. You just had your 6th baby. And she said to me like, no, you're really in the trenches. Like, yes, like we've got a lot and like it is busy, but like it is a totally different. And to hear her explain it, I'm like, yeah, because like the little kids, they're just kind of like boring and they have so many needs and it feels like a lot. And the more, yeah, like older kids you have, yeah, like different problems arising. You do have to like be aware of a lot more things, but it feels more fun and it feels more like, oh, like we have more interesting conversations and you can, yeah, like put on your own shoes and jacket. And I agree. I wouldn't trade it. I wouldn't go back. I think we're through the hardest part. Good one.
Yeah. That was just a random reflection. I was like, oh
no, totally. That's interesting.
She Evangeline more and appreciate having a 7-year-old and
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think it's super fun.
Also having kids in school.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm like super excited to have Paul in kindergarten for next year. Half the time I'm like, wow, like you are way too old to like be in X situation, whatever that you're like being put in right now. Like you're the oldest kid. You're around all these like babies and 2-year-olds and 3-year-olds. Like just like sometimes, like today I happened to be at Rosary Group and his like 5.5-year-old buddy wasn't there. And it was like just babies and stuff. And we left pretty early. Like, because like, I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to make you just like stay here. But then sometimes I'm like, oh my gosh, how are you going to do kindergarten? Like you're still XYZ. Like you are not ready. So it goes back and forth. It'll be fine. It's still a long ways away. And I'm like, oh, wow, yeah. Then I'm going to be home with a three-year-old and a baby. That's going to be so different from what I have right now, which is like a three and a four and a half-year-old, yeah, which is just like such a different situation. And it is a lot of work. But it is like,
yeah,
they can just disappear for half an hour. And I'm not worried that anyone's going to die or like break anything. Mm-hmm. It's fine. Like they're probably making a mess mm-hmm. of something, but it's probably pretty reasonable. Like I'm really grateful. No, I do see. I do totally see what you're saying.
One other random thing. With the code LAUGHSANDLITTLES10, you can get 10% off your order at ChooseLife.com.
ChooseLife has rosaries, rosary decades. They have the silicone beads for babies to suck on that are really safe. They've got the beads for moms to wear as bracelets that you can slip on really easily. Just all of your rosary needs can be met.
With the code LAUGHSANDLITTLES10, you can get 10% off your order at ChooseLife. This is totally unrelated. I was just going to say that Trader Joe's is back in my life. Ooh. And it's giving me joy. I like finally checked out the new one and I was like, parking is so easy. I was worried about parking and like there's no one in here and he's bagging it for me and I didn't have to walk out in the rain. Like I was just like so pumped that day of like this was like the highlight of my day, which is kind of sad, but like it was so great.
Trader Joe's employees though are known for being super chatty and lovely.
Yeah, just a delightful experience. So I've gotten by with doing my weekly shopping there 2 weeks in a row, but I realized that Costco was really like I had just done a big Costco run. You know, I was like, this would not work without the Costco mm-hmm. back it up. It made me excited to have it in my pocket for postpartum. Mm. Of like, I won't have to do all the bagging with it. That was my Aldi problem. Like having a baby in the Ergo, mm-hmm. doing all the bagging and loading. And I was like killing my back. Yeah, anyway.
No, totally.
Trader Joe's.
That just makes me think about how, like I was thinking about kids eating. And, you know, I told you the other day I won that breakfast battle with Paul because I have stamina. But my kids, they feed off of each other in that like they refuse to say they like anything. Even if it's something they love, they'll be like, okay. I liked it a little. Like they do not want to admit that they like anything. And I'm like, you guys are. Sometimes they do. It's the weirdest thing.
I feel like my kids take turns being the whiny one about dinner and it'll like surprise me. Where I'm like, wow, I thought this is going to be easy for you and not you. And you just like happily ate your food really fast. And the other one's like crying through all of dinner. Okay, just keeping me on my toes.
Yeah, no, my really kids are either all love it or they all hate it. And it's not like one of them always gets it started. Like they take turns starting out the revolt. Cece at this point, she walks into any meal. I don't like that. Like whatever it is.
Okay, yeah. Kiara is into that too. Yeah, it's the three nature learned it thing. From Evan. Yeah. She's just like, what's for dinner? Yeah, I don't like that. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Go away.
Or she's like walking into the kitchen. She has no idea what's being made. I don't like it. Like already.
Yes.
Like, oh yes. My gosh. We're pretty strict though. We're quite strict with our kids. And like, this is what is for dinner. Sometimes kids go hungry sometimes. And I think that for us, our like key thing for making kids eat what we've made them is like, we make sure they're hungry enough. You know, and we don't do a lot mm-hmm. of snacks in the afternoon if there's going to be dinner. We either do like the big dinner at like 3:30, 4:30, or we're like, nope, it's okay to be hungry. They're like, I'm hungry. I want a snack. And I'm like, it's okay to be hungry. Like you're going to have dinner soon. Like, and I'll say to them, I want you to be starving for the soup I'm making. And they're like, ugh. And then they know. And I just smile. But one thing that I have started doing again, and I was like, oh yeah, this does work well, especially with Paul, because he's very, like, he's a lot more like sensitive with the certain textures and things, is cutting off like the teeniest portion of something in the kitchen and like having him try it in the kitchen. And he'll be like, yeah, that's good. And then like, here's a teeny bite of the tomato. Here's a teeny bite of the egg, like whatever it is. Like, he's like, huh. And that works. And then also I've started putting their food in like super, super small portions on their plate or bowl. Like this is enough for a mouse. And then I'll show them. I'll be like, is that enough for you? And sometimes they're like, yeah. And they'll eat it all. And then they're like, I'm full. And I'm like, yeah, you guys like have smaller stomachs than I remember sometimes. Or they're like, no, that's not enough for me. I need more. So that's been working well for me.
Mm.
But they still, I mean,
yeah,
I do feel like my kids that's eat good. Well. And I am like,
I've been letting
the attitudes are there.
I've been letting kids go hungry.
Yeah.
More for sure. But also remembering like what it's helpful for me to think like, I think Evangeline and Kiara are bigger breakfast eaters and not as big dinner eaters. Totally. So when they're like putting up a big fight, I'm just like, okay, like maybe you legitimately aren't hungry.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. Or like you're saying you're hungry, but you're not eating this food. So you must not really be hungry and you're going to be fine.
Yeah. No, they totally. Yeah. Are hungry different parts of the day. Yeah. And then I think also like, I think about kids like, and my own, like our palates are changed so much by the food that we eat. For every like cookie or like peppermint candy that they have, that it's going to make the next two like healthier, real food meals, like be harder to, you know, go down. And I see that with them of like cleaner eating, and then it like becomes easier. We had the cake for Cece's birthday, and then it was like, it's gone, the ice cream's gone, everything's gone, like yes, we can have cake, that's fine. And then like, no, there's no leftovers, of course not. Like because I threw it away. Because like we don't need leftovers anyway. It's hard. It's a hard time of year for that, and I think that the attitudes get even worse. But yeah, we got this. You're doing great. Let them go hungry. No, just I was happy though of reflecting on like one parenting win. I feel like we've had our entire parenting career over here is with our kids' haircut. And I was, because I did like all three of their hair yesterday. Everyone was very willing. You know, Cecilia at first 2 months ago, you know, I was like, let me give you bangs. Like you need bangs, you know. She was like, don't bang me. And I was like, no. And we, you know, we got through that. And that was now she understands. I'm not going to hit her with scissors, that I'm just cutting her hair, and she's cool with it now. And she's very excited about it now. But even like Clara's like, I want to grow my hair out, you know, and she's totally on board with like getting a trim. She understands like why that's necessary. Paul's fine with getting his hair cut. You know, I put on the 10-minute blippy and I buzz it on the sides and kind of fade it. And like everyone's cool with haircuts. And I was just like so pleased with myself. I was like, I cut all their hair. They're all happy with it. And like none of my kids have ever cut their own hair yet. Like this is so cool. And Alex is like, don't say it. Like you're going to say it and then they're going to do it and they're going to cut their own hair, but it could happen. But it's like one like victory I feel like I've had in the last few years is like their hair. But seeing your adorable Christmas photo. Oh, what you said in your Christmas card was so funny too, of like right on schedule, baby number 5. But your girl's bangs are so cute, but they're so funny. It is like the O'Brien haircut.
Yeah.
We just all have these really long, straight bangs.
The big, big bangs.
But no more haircutting incidents for a while, right?
No. Yeah. Kiara has still yet to do that. Though it is more of a 4-year-old thing. Like that's when Angie and Daly did it. So it still could be on the horizon.
We just have to keep showing her pictures of the first time Evange did it. Or was that the time that was really bad? We need like constant reminders of that one.
Yeah, it was the first.
There's the pee. What is your laugh of the week?
We've been watching so much of the World Cup lately, John. And he knew he could say football before we started watching soccer. And so we just have been calling soccer football. And so he'll go, "Hey, football? Are we going to watch football?" But he makes this like funny face and says it in this funny way where he goes, "Hey, football?" And we're like, "Yeah, football." And they're like, run to the TV. And then his silly face, he learned from the boy next door who's like 3. And he just like puts his fingers like on his tongue or like on his mouth and does this. It's just so, he's just so cute.
We hope you have a great week with lots of laughs with your littles.